We're continuing with the discussion and reading of the beautiful, sweet, and merciful pastimes of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This is from the Antya Lila. Recapitulate a little bit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has just taken sannyas in the previous chapter, chapter 1. This is chapter 2. He met the devotees at Shantipur. He spent some time in Advaita's house, hearing Harikatha, then spending every evening dancing and chanting for 3 hours with all the devotees. Then he expressed a desire. Gauranga Mahaprabhu expressed a desire. He said, I want to go to Jagannath Puri. I want to see Brajendra Nandan Shamsundar, because I'm burning in separation from my Krishna. Radha Viraha. Because after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, his only mission was to relish this Mahabhav of Radharani in the form of Gauranga. When he expressed his desire that I want to go to Jagannath Puri, I want to see Neelachala Chandra, Amar Prabhu Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jagannath Swami ki. The devotees started crying. All the Shantipuravasis and Navadvipvasis, they were crying. Oh, please don't go. We can't live without you. You are our everything. But seeing that Gauranga was determined, Advaita commented at that time. He said, you are the Swatantra Bhagavan. Swatantra Ishvara, you are the supremely independent Lord, and whatever you desire, that you will do. And he did. He left everyone crying, his mother crying, and all the Mayapuravasis, and he left. He didn't go alone. He went in Sangha. He went on, this is called Neelachala Gamana Leela. Neelachala Gamana Leela. This means, Gamana means to go. Sounds almost like English. Gamana. Gamana. Go. Gomana. Gamana. Neelachala Gamana Leela. The pastime of Gauranga Mahaprabhu going to Jagannath Puri. And it passes through many places in Bengal, then many places in Orissa, and many temples and holy places on the banks of different rivers, Mahanadi and other rivers. And he experiences those deities and those temples. And during the course of this journey, Nityananda broke his danda in 3 places. That pastime we discussed already. Bhanga, danda, bhanga, leela. Right? Breaking of the danda. Bhanga means breaking. Like aparad, bhanga, leela. And Koladweep, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu annihilated and removed all the aparads of the Nadiyavasis who had previously offended him. Aparad Bhanga Leela Stan is Koladweep, present day Kulia or Navadweep. He's traveling in a Sangha of Nityananda Gadadhar. His servant Govinda, Govinda Das is there, Jagadananda Pandit, his inseparable friend and associate from childhood, Jagadananda Pandit, and Brahmananda, Brahmananda Bharati, who is in a fatherly bhav towards Gauranga, older sannyasi, and Mukunda, a party of 5, plus Lord Chaitanya, 6. So this is where we're continuing. This is Antya Leela chapter 2. And of course, as they're going along the way, they didn't have any backpacks or, Govinda's bliss bars or any kind of special German farm products of dried fruit and special candy bars made by devotees. And they didn't have any dried chickpeas. They didn't have anything with them. They were begging food along the way, begging alms. They were all renunciates, vairagis, niskinchana, sadhus. And this was their daily activity, to walk, to speak Harikatha, to chant, to visit temples, to appreciate the puja there in those various temples of Shiva, other Durga, other forms of the Lord. And so now this is verse number 295. What has happened is that the Lord has gone on and left everyone behind him. Gauranga is impassioned by his intense desire to meet Jagannath, to embrace him, to be with him, Krishna, Shamsundar. And he is, after the breaking of the danda, he felt a little bit heartbroken by that to some extent. And he said, I'll go on by myself. So Nityananda is commenting here that when they're searching for the Lord, so this is Nityananda speaking. In the previous verse, we said that Nityananda is telling his associates, Gadadhar, Jagannanda, Pandit Mukunda, Brahmananda, Jagannanda, etc. Mahaprabhu wants to visit all the holy places and temples of the village of Yajapur alone. Amara osabe biksha kari e tani hajitaki kali prabhu payeba itai. Listen, we should all beg alms and stay here today. We will meet the Lord tomorrow. We will meet Prabhu, Mahaprabhu tomorrow. Se mata kari lena sarva bhakta gan viksha kari ani sabe karila bhojan. Thus, all the devotees went out to beg alms, and then they ate together. This is a very nice practice. Nityananda was Balaram himself, and all the devotees, they went to bless everyone by their darshan and by accepting charity from the hands of the grihasthas. All these renunciates were blessing them with sukriti, bhakti onmukhi sukriti. And everyone was doing his part, not that one person was collecting and waiting and everyone else waited. Everyone said, everyone went. We can have this experience even nowadays, and I've seen myself in Barsana, in Man Kutir. There are many different devotees living there. And years ago, we stayed there for some short time, maybe 1989 or 8 or so. It was quite small at that time. And there was no food there in that temple. Very interesting temple. There's some deity. There was a picture at that time. Now there's some deities. Painting. There's no kitchen. And there's no supplies. There's nothing there but hearing and chanting about Krishna. And a little bit of sleeping and this and that. I remember when I said, is there any place for the bathroom? And they said, yeah, you go out to the mountain there. And if you have to go at night, be a little careful because many cobras are moving around the mountain. And I was thinking, I just pray to Radharani that no cobra comes at this embarrassing moment when I'm squatting down here and bites me from the back. I mean, I'm already bitten by the cobra of my own anarthas and by the cobra of my own offensive mentality, but somehow that cobra is not killing me. But if one of these cobras bites me, then surely I will perish in a very ignoble way. So that didn't come to pass. But then, okay, when it was time for something to eat, I said, so is there anything to eat around here? They said, yeah, come on, we're going to collect some, do madukari. So whoever was staying there, if you were staying there and you wanted to eat something, then you would have to go down the mountain and move around Chiksoli and wherever you wanted to go to the houses and collect some rotis. And then everybody would collect everything and bring it back, and then they would offer it to their picture, their gurus, or to the Thakurji, and everybody would sit and take madukari together. And it was a very sweet experience, and this is exactly what's happening 500 years ago, and it's even happening still today. Prabhu o buliya saba jajapura gram dekhiya jateke jajapura punyastan. Mahaprabhu wandered around the village of Jajapur, visiting all the holy places there. Jajapura Punyastan. Very interesting. Because this is Nilachala Gamana Leela. This is a yatra. As we go on a yatra, so he's visiting all the places en route. Because India is full of holy places. Everywhere there's a holy place to Shiva or to Durga or Ganesh or someone, some great god or demigod. There's a holy place of dedication and worship there and commemoration. And the Lord was visiting all of them. It's very interesting. Sabha Jajapura Gram. All the whole Gram, the whole village, he was wandering everywhere. All the holy places. He wasn't just saying, oh listen, you know, I am following Ragmark. I'm a Raganugia. I'm a follower of Ragmark, and I only want to visit temples of Radha and Krishna. I'm specialist. He is Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. There's no one else. And what is his example? Yes, he's in a hurry to see his beloved Brajendra Nanda and Shamasundar, who's posing in this Mahabhav Prakash Rupam of Jagannath Swami. Certainly he's in a hurry. He's running. It's half the time it's described that he's running. It says, Mata Singha Praya, almost Praya, like a mad lion. He's running in a chase he's running to his beloved, Shyam Sundar, Brajendra Nanda. But yet, with all that intense enthusiasm, that intense burning viraha agni, that fire of separation from his beloved, still he's taking the time to honor and respect all the holy places. Very interesting. Something to think about. Sarva bhakta gana jata achena vasya aradine sehi stane milila asya. The next day, Gauranga returned to where his associates were waiting. Ate vyate bhaktagan hari hari vale hari hari utilena sabi haya kutuhali. Immediately the devotees enthusiastically jumped up and down and shouted, hari hari, our Lord has returned. Thank you. Only the trees echoed Vyasadeva's Shukadev, Shukadev, Shukadev. Come back. They were dying, the five associates, Nityananda, Gadadhara, Jagannanda, Mukunda, and Govinda and Brahmananda, they were all dying in his separation. They said, Hari, Hari, that great thief, the Hari, that thief who has stolen our hearts, that Hari Gauranga, Hari Krishna, Hari Gauranga, he has come back. Joyous day it is. Why are they saying Hari Hari? Because that's the favorite name of Radharani. Hari Hari. Hari Hari. So they know, because if you want someone to stay with you, you should make them happy. Yes? If you want someone to stay with you, you make them happy, they'll generally stay with you. If you anger them or offend them, then they'll run away. So they're saying, oh, Mahaprabhu has returned, and we don't want to lose him, his association again. It was too unbearable and too painful, even those few moments or hours, even maybe a day, who knows how long it was. Now we're united again. So what can we say to welcome him? Oh, swagatam, 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 Prabhu, swagatam. So they Gauranga's returning. The heart of their hearts is returning. They want him to stay. They could have said so many things. They could have said, oh, Hare Krishna, oh, Gauranga, oh, Prabhu. They said, Hari, Hari. And then that was music to Gauranga's ears. Yes, you are my friends. Who is a friend? What is the definition of a friend, of a bhakta? A friend is someone who reminds you of Krishna. This is a friend. Not a devotional friend is not someone that you get in Maya together with. Hey, oh, you're from New York. Yeah, me too. All right, New York. You know, remember this, that? Hey, you're from Bengal. Yeah, I'm Bengali also. Acha. Kikorcho. You know, it's like, And then we talk about whatever, our Bengali grandmothers together. Oh, friend tells about Krishna. So a friend of Gauranga wants to remind Gauranga of Radharani. Hari, that thief who's stolen my heart, my Prananath. So they say, Hari, Hari. Very good. Sabha saha prabhu jaja pura danya kari chali lena hari bali goranga shi hari hina mate mahanande shi ghora sundar ailena katadine katak nagar bhagyavati mahanadi jale kari snan ailena prabhu sakshi gopalera stan. After making Yajapur glorious by his visit, by his darshan, by his presence, Lord Gauranga chanted the name of Sri Hari while departing with his associates. Sri Hari means Sri Radharani, who has had her heart stolen by Hari Krishna. Sri Hari means Radha and Krishna. So Lord Gauranga is chanting, Sri Hari, Sri Hari, Sri Hari. Sri Hari! Sri Hari! Sri Hari! This is transcendental vibration. Golokera Prema Nam. Golokera Nam. It's coming from the mouth of Gauranga. In this way, Gaurasundar traveled in great ecstasy, Mahananda. For a few days, then he arrived at Katak Nagar. After bathing in Mahanadi, he went to the temple of Sakshi Gopal, who was originally in Vrindavan. Deki Sakshi Gopalera, Lavanya Mohan, Ananda Karina Prabhu, Hungara Gharjan. Hungara, Hungara, Hung. Kara means he did the Hung. Hungara, he did the karak, he did the hung, he just roared. Lavanya Mohan. Lavanya, what is Lavanya? There's like in the Radharas Sura Nidhi, it describes seven types of Lavanya. Radharani has seven different types of Lavanya. Lavanya means if you have a pearl, if we've ever had the opportunity to have a real pearl, like a costly pearl, there's a certain radiance, a moti ratna, pearl. There's a radiance that comes out. It's white, but then it has effulgence, a tej that comes out from the center of the pearl, a very costly pearl. That's called Lavanya. And Radharani has Lavanya. Her body gives, through her complexion, her beautiful Kanchanagori, Pritamajori. Kanchanagori, this fair golden Radharani, from her form, this incredible tej, incredible jyoti, this lavanya comes out. It's the, we can say, in terms of a very weak analogy, is the glow of youth. Like we see a young person, we're old people, they all become faint, you know, fagged out and, you know, pale and, you know, old and wrinkled and, but when someone's young, their eyes twinkle and sparkle, there's lots of fire in their body and fire in their eyes and good digestion, so their skin has a natural glow of youth. And this natural glow, you magnify that like a million times, and this is Lavanya. This is one of the characteristics of beauty of Radha and Krishna, Lavanya. So Mahaprabhu in Radha Bhava is seeing Gopal, Sakshi Gopal. And what is his response? Seeing the sweet enchanting form, the Lord roared loudly in ecstasy, Ananda Karena Hunkara. When Radharani, Gauranga, saw Gopal's Lavanya, he became Mohan, bewildered, enchanted. When someone's bewildered or when their mind is distorted or they're bewildered, they can shout, ah! He's roaring. We have to enter into the experience of what he's seeing. He's seeing a person that's so beautiful and so attractive and so sweet and charming and lovable. And this Lavanya is just completely enveloped Mahaprabhu's heart and mind. He's bathing and that incredible effulgence of this Lavanya, this Lavanya Sundar, this beautiful radiance and you can say emanation from the form of Gopal, Sakshi Gopal. This Sakshi means Sakshat, Gopal means Krishna. Bhajamana Radhe Gopal. They say this is very funny. This Bengali, this song they sing, this Gaurav Shastri, says Bhajamana, your worship, what is it? With your mind, your worship Radha Gopal. I don't know, Radha and Gopal, but he's, Gauranga is seeing Gopal as Shamasundar. It's Udipan, it's Vibhavs, Vibhavalamban. And then that Vibhavalamban of seeing Sakshi Gopal, this is my Gopal, this is my Govinda, this is my Gopinath. And that Lavanya bathes his mind and heart, and then he becomes Mohan. Ah! This is Gaura Ras. Lavanya Mohan. Sakshi Gopal ki?
Jai.
How many have had darshan of Sakshi Gopal? Very lucky souls. You've witnessed. And what did Lord Gauranga, what was his ananda? He was in a bliss, Lavanya Mohan. That beautiful effulgence of Gopal bathed his mind and heart and filled him full of bewilderment and enchantment. And he lost everything. Then became so blissful, then he screamed out. What did he scream out? That's told in the next verse. Prabhu! And he fell on the temple floor offering dandavats. Prabhu! This is Mohan, Ananda. Imagine if you haven't, how many days he was wandering throughout Bengal and Orissa, seeing this Shiva temple, that Shiva temple, and going to this holy place. They're all described here in Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat. But now, I'm only something like 10 kilometers from my beloved. And my beloved is manifested because Sakshi Gopal is only 10 kilometers. If this is the same, same Sakshi Gopal. He's only about 10 kilometers from Jagannath Puri. So Gauranga is very, very close to hitting, home, getting to the goal, the Paramgati. The Paramgati, his whole meditation, whole mind is, I'm running to Shyam, I'm running to Krishna, I'm running to Gopinath. Jaga, gaga, jaga, gaga. I'm going. Like lightning speed. Matasingha Praya, almost like a mad lion. Oh! Acha. Now he's manifested here. To witness my ecstasy, to witness my viraha. He's come, he's manifested. Prabhu! Prabhu Bali Namaskara Karina Stavan Adbhuta Karina Prema Ananda Krandan. Gauranga cried out, Prabhu! And offered obeisances and stutis and stavas, prayers. Then he began to cry wonderfully in ecstatic love. Prema Ananda Krandan. You see how it's all building up. This is how the interplay of the five bhavas, the sthayi bhav, madhura bhav, parakiya bhav of Gauranga's heart, mahabhav, and sthayi bhav. And now this is the vibhava lamban, and then the stimulant is just seeing him, and his own mood of separation, utkantita, his own utkantita, that itself is an udipan or stimulant. And then all these anubhavas come, and then the ecstatic symptoms, he's crying. Prema Ashru. This is Ras. And the mixture of all these five bhavas. So this is a Rasa Shastra. There's so much going on here. Adbhuta Karina Prabhu. Adbhuta. He was in the most wonderful, inconceivable state of prema. Jara mantre sakala murtite vaise prana sehi prabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Nam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Nam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra ki. Now, very interesting point of Siddhanta being established here by Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur. So listen very closely to this point, the translation. Mantre sakala murti vaise pran. Sri Krishna. Pran. We say pran pratishta. You've heard this term? Murti, pran pratishta. When they install, we say in English, installing the deities. You've heard this term? We're going to have a pran pratishta utsav, or ceremony of installing the deities. We purchase new deities. We have a new temple. Now we're going to observe various rituals and rites over many, many days, blindfolding and all these purification rites of the vastu and the dig and all these things, removing the doshas and inauspiciousness. And then finally the acharya, the guru, he invokes the prananath from his heart. He touches the heart of the deity and the different parts of the deity. There's a whole ritual they do to pran pratishta to establish. Pratishta means establishment, to establish. Like one wants pratishta, means he wants to establish himself. Well, I'm a big person, pratishta. He wants to create an establishment about himself. Pratishta, we say, lo puja pratishta. Wealth and worship and honor. So pran pratishta. Vrindavanadas Thakur is saying that life, or the pran, is instilled into the deity forms of the Supreme Lord by, is it done by rite and ritual? Is it done by so many shastra vishedas, so many rules and regulations? They're there. There are many detailed rules in the Astapadi shastras and all these shastras, ancient shastras. But what is Vedavyas Vrindavanadas Thakur, he says? He says, pran pratishta, that the pran, the bhava, the life, the heart, the Lord himself, the living Lord. Pran means the life principle, the living Lord, the direct form of that Lord, Radha and Krishna, is actually, enters the deity by chanting the holy names, by chanting the holy names of that deity. That Lord has now appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. There's a purport by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He says, the system of invoking life in the deity form of the Supreme Lord by chanting the Mahamantra given by Sri Gaura, or Gauranga, is practiced in the Sri Gaudiya Sampradaya. That's very interesting. So in other sampradayas, as you know, in Sri Rangam, and the Sri Sampradaya or Vishnu Swami, all the other sampradayas, whenever they install a deity, it's an elaborate affair. Very elaborate, takes weeks or days and so many pujas throughout the day and night. They have pujas at night time and all kinds of things. And Paramguru Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is saying in our Gaudiya line, because our Gaudiya line, what is our Gaudiya line? Is our Gaudiya line the line of rules and regulations? The line, Ragmarg Prachar. The line, Gaudiya line is Ragmarg. The Ragmarg. This is the Raghunuga Sadhana. We're teaching Raghunuga Sadhana. This is the ultimate sadhana that leads us to Bhavan Prema in one short lifetime. So therefore, in Raghunuga Sadhana, all the minute details, for example, there's the book Hari Bhakti Vilas, which was compiled by Gopal Bhatta and Sanatana Goswami. There's hundreds and thousands of rules there. But if you examine all the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradayas, the other Sampradayas, they observe all these rules. The worshippers of Radha and Krishna or Krishna alone, all these different ceremonies and functions, they have all of these. So we want to show them that we also have all these rules and we also, Gaudiyas, this is our law book, our handbook, we also follow them. But what is actually the fact? The fact is, all the Gaudiya Sampradayas, Gadadhar, line of Gadadhar, or the various branches of Nityananda or Advaita, they all have their adapted, or let's say adjusted, let's say summarized forms of the padati, the rules and regulations for worship and practices, the Vaishnav Sadachar and the Murti Puja. They all have this vast, these thousands of thousands of verses in Advaita Sampradaya. If you're in a particular branch, they'll have their little puja vidhi, Pujavidhi book, and it'll tell you about, you know, the cleanliness standards for the pujaris and the sadhakas and the puja and the Nityananda. Nobody follows the whole Aryabhakti Vilas by any, no Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So some people now, it's available in English, and they start reading it very cursory reading, and, oh, what about this, and what about that, and this and that, and this and that, and this and that. And you get lost in rules and regulations, and your rag gets washed down the drain with all, as you wash your hands 17 times, as you wash your hands 17 times with clay, and 14 times with, you know, dirt, and 5 times with water, then all your rag gets washed down the sink with the clay. And the temple commander starts complaining to you because you're clogging all the drains with all the dirt you're bringing into the Brahmacharya ashram. So it's a no-no. You get a bar of soap and go to it. So it's very interesting. The most crucial ceremony, which has the most rules and regulations of all the ceremonies in any sampradaya, that is the installation of a deity. There's no more giving diksha mantras to the members of a sampradaya, and the other samskaras, the dasavita samskaras that are observed, namkarna, garbhadhan samskara, and jata samskara, and churamani, you know, cutting the hair, and vidya samskara. All these different samskaras are very trivial affairs, they're very small affairs, don't take much elaborate arrangements. Deity installations, very, very big, very, very elaborate and detailed. Now, this most elaborate and crucial and essential function in any sampradaya, what does it become in the Gaudiya Sampradaya? You chant the holy name, the deity is installed. Haribo. And when we do all rituals, it's only to convince the minds of the non-believers that we've done it. Convince the minds of the non-Gaudiyas that we have installed the deities. That's why here in Krishna Balaram, in Vrindavan, when everybody's watching all these smarta brahmins and smart Brahmins. Smarta Brahmins and smart. I mean, smarta means they follow the smriti, the rules and regulations to the T. Then there's smart, you know, smart Brahmins. So we had a very elaborate ritual, all done by South Indian Brahmins from Sri Ranganath, who know all that stuff. But this is interesting. Garanga Mahaprabhu is right here in the pages here that Vrindavanas Thakur is saying. That very life of the deity, that very life of the deity is installed by the holy names, and then that pran, you're installing Krishna, so now Gauranga is coming and he's chanting the holy names. The deity worship that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Bhaktisiddhanta said, the deity worship that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev prescribed according to the concepts of the Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam verse, consists of lively and proper worship of the Lord's deity based simply on chanting the Maha Mantra. That's interesting. So this is the very interesting phrase. This is the lively and proper worship. What is lively? That means living. It means enthusiastic. What is the lively and proper worship of the deity? To sit before the deity and engage in Harinam Sankirtan. And while you're engaging in Harinam Sankirtan, you're meditating on the deity and on his pastimes or on his form, and you're rendering all kinds of manasi seva. So there's 150 people sitting in a kirtan in front of the deity, for example. And they're all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and they're all chanting Shuddha Nam, and they're all and 150 devotees are meditating. Oh, I've gone to Mansarovara. I've picked this beautiful blue lotus flower. So I have this blue lotus flower, and now, you know, next to this lotus flower, I put so many beautiful, very thick, you know, bunches of this Deen Karaj. What is it? Rajki Ganda, that daytime wallet, you know, gardenia, we call it gardenia in English. So it's like this blue one, and then all this, then it goes, then I have all these yellow kadamba flowers like this. Oh, whatever, you know. So he's chanting, and say, oh, Sham, you know, oh, Radharani, I'm offering this to your hand, will you offer this to Sham? Or, oh, Sham, I'm putting this in your hand, will you give it to Radharani, or whatever. So all this meditation is going on. This is lively and proper worship of the deity. as it says even in ISKCON's deity worship book, it's a principle that whatever puja one is doing externally, they have to offer more worship internally in the manasik puja. And before the pujari does any puja in terms of the vidhi, he's supposed to sit down, chant his anik, his mantras, or, you know, gayatri, whatever. And then he meditates, manasik puja, goes through the whole thing, whole service he's going to do, and so much more he does. Then he does the external puja. This is proper puja in the puja vidhi system. But it's very interesting that this our main emphasis is on prem nam bhajan. Prem nam bhajan, because that prem nam bhajan is lively and it's proper worship. Because that Shudanam will create so many beautiful offerings and so many diversified presentations by the members of the Sankirtan party, all offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. And there's numerous references throughout the Shastras which says that the Lord accepts manasik puja equally as much as external. So ISKCON is a very beautiful blend of both. Because Prabhupada is, we're doing external puja in a very basically simple way, but beautiful way and devotional way, and we're supplementing and augmenting it with the most important puja, which is lively and proper worship of the deity, which is Harinam Sankirtan. This is a very nice point here, and this is Antilila Chaitanya Bhagavat chapter 2 verse 305. Chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra preached by Sri Gaura Sundar is the topmost lively form of worship for a worshiper. There you have it. Very interesting. Because sometimes pujaris, if someone is their service to the guru is pujari, they're a pujari. That's their particular service. They get into what is called pujari abhiman. Pujari abhiman. It's a mentality, aham pujari. Hey, Hare, watch out. I am Krishna Balaram's pujari. And they're thinking, I'm the pujari. I twirl the incense, I do the puja, and I eat the mahaprasad. Bas. I have no more service around here. Don't bother me. But we're hearing by Vrindavan Das Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati that chanting the Hare Krishna Maha mantra preached by Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Patita Pavan Avatar, this is the topmost lively form of worship for a worshiper. So if someone's a pujari, and we all are, we are all worshippers of Radha and Krishna and Gauranga. Therefore, if someone really wants to offer lively worship, and who wouldn't? You want to offer sleepy worship? Sleepy time? You want it to be lively? And the topmost, what a phrase, topmost lively form of worship is Harinam Sankirtan. So certainly, when our dear Guru Bhai was here, of course he's still here, and doing Harinam Sankirtan in front of Radha Shyam and Krishna Balaram, that was the topmost, what do we say, topmost lively form of Nam Sankirtan. So that was the topmost lively form of Nam Sankirtan. I think that goes undisputed. No one's going to argue with that. Topmost lively form of Harinam Sankirtan, which is also simultaneously the topmost lively form of worship of Radha Shyam Sundar. Very important point. Because this is the Sankirtan movement. Tadapiha niravadi kare dasya lila avatara haile haya e mata kela. Yet, in this incarnation, Mahaprabhu always relished enacting the pastimes of a servant. Dasya lila. Tabe prabhu ailena Sri Bhuvaneshwara Gupta Kashi Vasa Jatta Karina Shankar. After that, the Lord went to Bhuvaneshwara, and this is called Gupta Kashi because Shankar resides there, and originally there were millions of temples there and millions of Shivalingas in Bhuvaneshwara. It's called Ekamara. And there's some, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes some of the itihas of Bhuvaneshwara Dham. A kamra. Sarvatirtha jala jata bindu bindu ani Bindu Sarovara Shiva Shijila Apani. Lord Shiva himself brought Bindu Bindu, drops of water, from all the holy places and created a lake known as Bindu Sarovara, which is there even today in Bhuvaneshwara. So this is, we had years ago, we had this Sahasra, what was it, Sahasra Tirtha Jal, something like that. People were going, devotees were going all over the India, collecting holy water to offer, to bathe Prabhupada on the 100th anniversary of his birthday, I think so. Is that right?
Centennial.
Centennial anniversary. That was Sahasra, means, well, not 100, they went to 1,000, I guess. Sahasra means 1,000, plus 1,008 holy places, and they brought water, and they bathed Prabhupada. So as the devotees did that as an offering, Lord Shiva, he did the same thing. He went to all the holy places. Knowing this, we could have simply gone to Bindu Sarovara. Go to Bindu Sarovara and collected water from there, and that would be all the holy places. But that was just Krishna's arrangement to engage a lot of people in Prabhupada's service. Better yet, we don't even have to go to Bhuvaneshwar, just go to Radhakund. We go to Radhakund because all the holy rivers are there, and sacred rivers and tirthas and everything. But Prabhupada, he's always thinking of how to engage the conditioned souls and his followers. So that was a beautiful arrangement by Srila Prabhupada and his representatives to engage more and more people in the service of in Krishna consciousness. Text 309. Shiva Priya Sarovara Jani Sri Chaitanya Snan Kari Visheshe Karila Atidanya. Realizing that that lake was very dear to Shiva, Sri Chaitanya very eagerly took bath there and thus made it even more glorious. Shiva Priya Sarovara, like Radhakund is Krishna Priya. It's very dear, the verses there, Priya. That Radhakund is the dearmost place to Lord Krishna's heart. Dekhilena Ghiya Prabhu Prakata Shankar Chaturdige Shiva Dwani Kare Anuchar. Thereafter, Mahaprabhu went to see the manifestation of Shankara, whose followers were glorifying him in all directions. So I believe what it means there, he visited the temple of Bhuvaneshwar and saw the Linga there. It's called, well, it's Bhuvaneshwar, I mean Lingaraj, right? It's not saying here, but it's Lingaraj is the famous temple in Bhuvaneshwar, Lord Shiva. So now Gauranga is in Bhuvaneshwar, he's on his way to Puri, and he's visiting the famous temple Lingaraj, which is for Hindus only. If you're not a Hindu, you can't go there. If you're a white Hindu, you're not allowed. Of course, we're not Hindus, right? None of us. Jivara Swarupaya Krishna Nityadas. But he's very happy to go there. Chatur Dige Sari Sari Grita Deepa Dwale Niravari Abhisheka Haiteche Jale. In that temple of Lingaraj, Gauranga, what did he see? Because we want to see. We want to, of course, if this was a movie, if this whole book was put into film, we would see this. We would see these rows of lights and we'd be walking. Gauranga enters the temple and sees all the Shiva Bhaktas in all directions, and they're all chanting Om Namo Shivaya, Om Namo Shivaya, Om Namo Shivaya, and all these mantras. And then he would glance, oh, so many beautiful ghee lamps. So he's seeing rows and rows of ghee lamps in all four directions. And the Shiva Linga was being continuously bathed with water. We have the same experience when we go to Gopishwar Mahadev. Gopishwar Mahadev ki. So we go there, especially on Monday, to worship Gopishwar and pray for his mercy that we can be free from our abhiman, our purusha abhiman, that mentality of believing and convincing ourselves that we are the center, we are the enjoyer. This is a very dangerous disease that we all possess, purusha abhiman. And Lord Shiva removes that. So when we go there on Monday, we will see hundreds of people. Hardly you can get a space there around the Linga to get in there and offer your little bit of milk or Jumuna water, Radhakun water, whatever you're bringing to offer. It's a puja pandemonium. I would say, if you know English, it's a puja pandemonium. It's a wild affair. And people are continuously, the idea is that people are continuously offering and bathing him and praying to him. Nija Priya Shankarera, Dekhiya Vibhav, Tushtahailena Prabhu, Sakala Vaishnav. Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas were pleased to see the influence of the Lord's dear devotee Shankara. It's very interesting. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is traveling with, it says Gauranga and the Vaishnavas. So there's Gauranga and the five devotees that are with him that are Vaishnavas. So the Shaivites are meeting the Vaishnavas here in this place of Lingaraj Temple. There are six Vaishnavas, of course, one of them is Nityananda and Gauranga, but two of them. And there's hundreds of Shiva Bhaktas in this temple, Lingaraj. And they're all offering puja very enthusiastically. And Gauranga is there amidst them. There are only five or six. There's six there, and there's hundreds. And he is not judging them, or he's actually very happy. Gauranga is very happy to see. He's the Lord and everyone with him, Nityananda, Jagananda, etc. They were very pleased, Nijapriya Shankara, to see that the Nijapriya, these are the Nijapriya Bhaktas. Not, you can't really say Bhakta, but the Nijapriya is the very dear worshippers of Lord Shiva. And Mahaprabhu was tushta, he was very satisfied to see the influence that Shankara was bringing out so much mood of worship and reverence from all these people. Ye charna rase Shiva vasana jane hena prabhu nrityakari Shiva vidyamane. Shiva forgets to dress in the ecstasy he relishes by serving the lotus feet of that Supreme Lord who is now dancing before him. So not only was Lord Gauranga appreciating the worship and puja and very, very satisfied to see the Shiva Bhaktas, the Nijapriya Shankara worshippers, but he was dancing. Gauranga was dancing in ulas. He was so overjoyed. And Shiva, he becomes Digambara. He becomes himself so ecstatic when he's worshiping his Lord, Sankarshan, who is Vishnu. He himself is a worshiper of Sankarshan. He's chanting in great ecstasy, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Sankarshan Ram. And sometimes he's dancing so ecstatically, all his clothes fall off. He becomes Digambara. And that same Lord, that Krishna, that Gauranga, that Sankarshan is now dancing in front of him. The Lord dances for his devotees, and the devotees dance for the Lord. This is the exchange of love. We're hearing Vrindavanas Thakur is saying that Shiva dances for Sankarshan. That Sankarshan is now coming, standing here taking darshan. Shiva Linga is Shiva. And he is down dancing for Lingaraj Mahadev. Nritya Gita Shive Agre Karya Anand Se Rachi Rahila Se Grame Ghora Chandra. After joyfully dancing and chanting before Lingaraj Shiva in Bhuvaneshwar, Ghora Chandra passed that night in the village. Grame. We should feel that we're there. At least try to feel. try to feel. Immerse yourselves. Project yourselves. Let's say immerse ourselves. Project ourselves. We are there. It is now. Because in some universe, it's happening right this split second. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena, Transcendental Television is ours. The connection, you want to have internet connection, you have to have Prem Lochan. And Prem Lochan, then there's inter-universe connection. You go from one universe to another. Prakat Leela is Hogya, finished here. But there, in another universe, it's Prakat. Every Leela is eternally manifested in this some universe. So now, we're there. We're just visiting. We're visiting. We're on our way to somewhere, and we're visiting Lingaraj Temple, and we see Gauranga, and we see all the Shiva Bhaktas, and he's dancing. And it's so wonderful. And we see the satisfaction, and the beautiful smile on the face of Gaurachandra, seeing the Lord Shiva's Linga. And we're seeing that Gauranga is looking at the Linga, and he's dancing, and we're seeing that, we're looking at Gauranga's face, and we're thinking, what is he seeing? Why is he moving, dancing so ecstatically? And he just keeps dancing around this Shiva Linga. And looking at everyone, so much satisfaction. This beautiful person, 7 feet tall, so golden, effulgent, beautiful, emanating waves and waves of beauty, and emanating waves and waves of love in all directions. Who is this? I'm seeing something remarkable here. This is called active reading. It's called audience participation. Have you heard, what do they say, interactive or something like that? We had an interactive class or something like that. I don't know. Let's have a radioactive class. I want to have a radioactive class. I want everyone to become contaminated with Brajabhav. Get radiation. Radiation. Oh, we had a radioactive class with Maharaj. Huh? He radiated, and we received, and we radiated back. You give love to me, I'll give love back to you. That's called radioactive class. Are you giving interactive classes or radioactive? Huh? Super radioactive. You have to put the word super there. Radhe, Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Seistana Shiva Pailin Jena Mate Se Kata Kahi Skande Purane Ramate. Vrindavandas Thakur is now going to narrate something from the Skanda Puran, Skand Puran. He's going to describe how did Lord Shiva come to reside in Bhuvaneshwara. What makes Bhuvaneshwara so special? What makes it so attractive? Kashi Madhye Purve Shiva Parvati Sahite Achila Aneka Kala Parama Nibrite Tabegori Saha Shiva Gelena Kailas Nararaja Gane Kashi Karaye Vilas Tabe Kasi Raja Name Haila Eka Raj Kashipura Bhoga Kare Kari Shiva Puja Daiveyasi Kalapasha Dagila Tahare Ugra Tape Shiva Puja Krishna Jani Jini Bhare. For a long time, Shiva and Parvati lived in a nibritta, parama nibritta, a very, very secluded private place in Kashi Dham. Then, taking Gauri with him, Shiva went to Kailas, and then human kings began to rule Kashi. Nararaj Gan, a group of Nara means human kings. There was one king named Kashiraj who worshipped Shiva as he enjoyed the opulence of Kashi. And you must have heard about Kashiraj from the Krishna book. The king of Kashi was annihilated in Dwapara. By providence, Kashiraj became bound by the ropes of time, Kalapash, Kalapash, and began worshipping Shiva through severe austerities. Why? Ugra tape, ugra, ugra nashringa, very horrible, severe austerities. Ugra tap. Why was he doing this? He was enjoying fabulous opulence as the king of Kashi. But there was one problem. There was one very famous person living on the west coast of India, on an island kingdom. Who was that?
Krishna.
Krishna, Dwarkadish. He was doing all this ugra tap for the sole purpose of killing Krishna. That is not a good idea. One should not do ugra tap for the purpose of killing Krishna, but one should do ugra tap for the purpose of pleasing Krishna. Yes?
Yes.
Pratyaksha haila shive tapere prabhav varamaga balile se raja varamage. By the tap prabhav, the prabhav, the influence of that tap, that austerity, what happened? Shiva gave sakshat darshan to his devotee, Kashiraj. He said, what do you want? The king then asked for the following benediction. Ekavara magan prabhu tomara charane jena muni krishan jini bari paran rane. O my Lord, I desire one benediction from you. I wish to defeat Krishna in battle. Bolanatha Shankarera Charitra Agada Ke Buje Ki Rupe Kare Karem Prasada Bolanath Shankara Ki Jai Bam Bam Bole. Bolanath, the word Bola, B-H-O-L, Bola means very innocent. He's the Lord. Bolanath, Bam Bam Bole, this is a mantra, like Lord Shiva likes this one, Bam Bam Bole. He is the Lord of the innocent. Those that are innocent. Saral. You know Saral? Saral. Innocent. Not simpletons or foolish, but innocent. Pure in heart. He is the Lord of the pure in heart. Bolanath, the innocent. The characteristics of Bolanath Shankar are charitra agada, agada, unfathomable. Who can understand what form of mercy Shiva bestows or on whom he bestows it? Lord Shiva replied to King Kashiraj, Tare balilena raja chala jude tumi Tora pache sarvagan saha achi ami. O Raj, you go and fight. I will follow you with my associates. Tora jini beke hena kara shatyache pashupata astralai muni tora pache. Who has the power to defeat you, Kasiraj, when I am supporting you with my pashupata weapon? Payashi vera bala se muda mati. Muda mati. Muda. Muda mati is a ass brain. The ass brain king. No, ass gada. Gada buddhi. Gada buddhi. Ass king. Chalile harishe jude Krishna samati. That ass like king, being encouraged by Shiva, the foolish king, happily went. Chalila, Harish, he was in a very good mood. He was very good mood. He was going, oh, yes. Yes, now I'm going to polish off Krishna. I'm going to annihilate Krishna. Ha, ha, ha. Very good. Let's go. Ha, ha. He, he. Harish, he was very happy mood. But let's see what happened. Shiva chalilena tari pache sarvagan tara pakshahai juda kari bharaman. Shiva and his associates followed Kashiraj with the intention of fighting on his behalf. Sarva Bhutta Antaryami Deviki Nandan Sakala Britanta Janilena Sekshan Sekshana. Deviki Nandan, Krishna, the super soul of all living entities, immediately understood the entire situation. Janiya Britanta Nija Chakra Sudarshan Edilena Krishna Chandra Sabara Dhalan. Understanding everything, Krishna Chandra released his Sudarshan Chakra to destroy them all. One shot does it. Karo avyahati nahi Sudarshana Stan Kasiraja Munda Gya Kati La Pratam. He got shaved up and joined the Bhakta program. Kashiraj just joined the Bhakta program and got shaved up. He got Munda. You know Munda? No one can escape the wrath of Sudarshan. The Sudarshan went first and cut off the head of Kashiraj. That was a very close shave. Cut his whole head off. Kashiraj Bardnaki. Very nice. Nice happy ending, huh? He wasn't happy any. He wasn't harsh anymore. Now he was Duke. Sheshetara sambande sakala varanasi podaya sakala karila basmarashi varanasi dahak deki kruda maheshwara pashupata astra eri lena bhayankar pashupata astra ki kariba chakristan chakrateja deki parla palaila se kshane sheshe maheshwara prati jayena dhaya chakra bhaye shankara jayena palaya. Because of that king's offense, the Sudarshan chakra eventually went and burned the entire city to Varanasi to ashes. When Maheshwara saw Varanasi burn, he became so angry that he released his formidable Pashupatu weapon. In other words, Shiva's former residence of Varanasi or Kashi was burned up by Krishna's Sudarshan chakra. He wasn't too happy, so he reacted by throwing his Pashupat weapon. But what will that weapon do before Sudarshan? It immediately fled and ran away when it saw the power of Sudarshan. Sudarshan eventually went after Maheshwara, or Shiva, who ran away in fear of the chakra. After burning down the entire city of Varanasi, Lord Vishnu's Sudarshan chakra returned to the side of Krishna, whose actions are effortless. So Krishna does everything without lifting his finger. Simply by his Ichha Shakti, by his will, Krishna accomplishes everything. So I think on that point we'll stop, and we'll continue next time we have an opportunity to meet together. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki. Yeah.